With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says he wants to debate Joe Biden sooner and more often. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Right now, there are three presidential debates tentatively scheduled in September and October. But in a letter to the commission overseeing debates, the Trump campaign asked for additional and earlier opportunities for Trump to take the stage against Joe Biden. Campaign officials for the former president said moving up the timetable would ensure more Americans have a full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Israeli officials say they and allies intercepted about 99% of the more than 300 drones and missiles launched toward their territory, adding the area has sustained very little damage. But tensions remain high and further escalation in the event of a possible Israeli counterstrike. Also at srnnews.com. Now, following the cargo ship accident in Baltimore, GOP Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin feels confident about the safety of bridges and tunnels in the Port of Virginia.
There's a lot of project work going on in order to continue to invest in our bridge system to make sure they're safe and rapid response if there was a problem. We have the largest naval base in the world that occupies Hampton Roads, and so the security and safety of that entire shipping lane is constantly on the forefront of everyone's minds.
Small town of Grants Pass, Oregon, has become the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis as its case over anti-camping laws goes all the way to the Supreme Court. Case has broad implications for cities, including whether they can fine or jail people for camping in public. This is SRN News. Jews are preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. World netball officials determined the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into effect immediately. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but measles exploding around the country.
There have been 17 times as many U.S. measles cases in the first 3 months of this year compared with the average number seen in the first 3 months of the previous 3 years. A government report says the increase represents a renewed threat to measles elimination in the U.S. There have been more than 110 cases of the contagious disease so far. Measles can be dangerous, especially for young children. Experts say it's highly preventable because there is a safe and effective vaccine. John Scott reporting.
Maine is set to become the latest state to join an interstate compact for social worker licensing, proposal designed to make it easier for social workers to practice in different states. Officials say the process is seeking a separate license in each state is often very time-consuming and, in many cases, inefficient. More details at srnnews.com.